With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, let's talk some baseball with our man Nick Green from Fox Sports South. And he joins us on the wadeforward.com hotline as we get into the Braves conversation with Nick. And, Nick, good to have you back on the show, man. And, you know, the Braves right now, a game in front of Philly. Obviously, this division, in my opinion, is there to be taken for the Braves. But let's talk about specifically some of the performances we've been seeing in some of the guys on this team. And, you know, I know our producer, Bo Morgan, told you I have a man crush, I guess, on Ronald Acuna. But this kid, this kid's been amazing, Nick. He's been unbelievable.
You know, last year when I saw him at AAA, I thought he was probably the best prospect I had seen with my own eyes. And you knew he was going to struggle at some point, and he did early on in the season. But it's crazy because I actually was skeptical of them moving him to the number one spot in the order, and he looks like a completely different hitter. He's been patient. He's swinging at pitches he should drive. The numbers are insane. He's been absolutely incredible. He's actually running now, too. When he was 5-6 in the order, he didn't really want to run, didn't feel like he had a chance to show off the wheels. And since the break, he's been running. He's been getting on base. He's been making things happen. And the power numbers, 10 home runs. This is a break. Incredible.
Over 10 years in the bigs, Nick Green with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, part of Fox Sports South's coverage of your Atlanta Braves. I mean, Albies was the show initially. And the good news is, you know, Acuna's picked up the slack. Are you worried about Albies against lefties right now?
No, definitely not against lefties. Hitting left-handed is a little bit of a concern. But that's always been a concern with him. If you look back, I know he's been slumping a little bit lately, but there was a span of about 35 games where he was hitting like 350 against right-handed pitching. So it's in there. He's capable of hitting right-handed pitching. That's one of the concerns I had about moving him to the top of the order. I like him in the two spot. As a lefty, Acuna gets on base, he can roll over in the hole on the right side, kind of give him a little bit more room to work from the left side. One thing that I wish he would do, and he did a little bit last year when he made the adjustment, is just think more up the middle the other way with the left-handed swing. He's got pop left-handed. I'm not too concerned about him because he has made adjustments. He hasn't really slowed down for the most part. I know that he hadn't hit a home run in 20 games before he hit the one the other day, but this kid's legit. 1-2 in the order, Acuna, Albies. I think that's probably one of the top 1-2 combinations in the game.
Yeah, I agree with you. It is Nick Green joining us here on Dukes and Bell from Fox Sports South talking Braves. Here's the thing, though, Nick. As we talk about Albies and Acuna, the one steady consistent, Freddie Freeman. I mean, you look at Freeman, right? And, I mean, we're not talking a lot about him, but here Freddie is just consistently putting up numbers.
He just finished a 14-game hitting streak the other day, I think, and it was just quiet. Nobody said anything about it.
Right.
Hardly anybody knew he was on that streak, and that's a good thing. I think that Freddie likes to blend in. He's obviously the superstar on the team, but having other guys pick up the slack, I think, is crucial to this club, not putting all the pressure on Freddie. You know, he's having a great season. The numbers are there. He might win a batting title. I don't know. He and Markakis are right there at the top, and I think those two are going to finish probably 1-2 in the NL batting race. But Freddie has been outstanding. The home run numbers, he's not going to hit 30 this year,
right?
But he's still going to hit 25. He's still going to drive in around 100 runs. He continues to get on base around 400 clip. There's nothing bad you can say about Freddie Freeman.
Nick Green's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Braves in action against the Marlins. Anibal Sanchez on the bump. So you just mentioned Markakis, Nick. I mean, how about this? He's going to be 35 next year, but he's having obviously one of the career, you know, seasons. The big contract, this is the last year. Do the Braves, and would Nick take a hometown discount or a smaller term contract to stick around?
I don't know exactly what the status is with Markakis and his contract and everything. I would have tried to sign him earlier in the year. I would have tried to extend him earlier in the year. I don't know if you're going to find somebody to replace him. I know that you don't really want him in the four spot in the long run, but right now he's done a great job, and I don't think Freddie Freeman would have the season he's having if Markakis wasn't having the season he's having.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know who's going to replace him. I would love for them to re-sign him. I don't know what the free agent market's going to have out there for him as far as years and the number of dollars. that they're going to give him. I'm not sure if he'll take a discount or not. This might be his last big contract, so I think he's probably going to try to get as much money as possible. But I would love to see him back. I just think it's going to be hard to replace him, Markakis.
All right, let's talk about September, and let's talk about how we're finishing games. Obviously, you've got Minter right now closing games, but Vizcaino is going to come back at some point. And I think, you know, as they did a good job at the trade deadline to help the bullpen, are we concerned about closing games? How much of a concern is that for you? Right now, the offense is clicking. We're scoring a bunch of runs, but we know there are going to be some games that we need to count on that bullpen and certainly our closer to do it.
Well, I think the important thing there is getting Vizcaino back because we know he can close. He's done a nice job for the Braves over the last few years. He has to get healthy because Minter can't be overworked.
Right.
Minter's a guy that had a history of arm injuries. He hasn't pitched a ton in the minor leagues. A lot of these guys have not pitched in the big leagues in the second half of a season, especially in a pennant race. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do down the stretch. But they're throwing the ball well right now. Love A.J. Minter in that closer role. They have some other guys that can step up, too. I love the addition of Brad Brock. He's capable of closing as well. Johnny Venters has done a nice job. So I think the bullpen, they could add some pieces there, and I think that would be nice for them to add. But they've done a nice job adding a couple pieces and kind of taking the slack off the bullpen a little bit or the pressure off the bullpen a little bit. I'm not that concerned about closing games. Love A.J. Minter's stuff. The concern for me is just getting Vizcaino back and getting him healthy.
It's a Nick Green from Fox Sports South talking about the Bravos. And again, Jerome Jurinovich. Brian Jordan will have the pregame foyer out there on the plaza tonight. Hey, man, what about, I mean, we love what Tukey did yesterday and looked great doing it. Would you want to see him just stay up? I know they optioned him back to Gwinnett, or could he come out of the bullpen for you?
I think you might see him in the bullpen later. It's kind of tricky because the 26th man, I was under the understanding there, the understanding that he's going to get sent back down, but the 10-day rule didn't apply to him. Well, actually, he can't come back up for 9 days unless somebody gets hurt. So Snicker said yesterday they might use him as a spot starter here and there when they're trying to give guys a rest out of the rotation. So I think you're going to see him make a start or two in September. But I would love to see him out of the bullpen. When you look at, like, Milwaukee Brewers, for example, the L.A. Dodgers, these teams that have really good bullpen, they have guys that go multiple innings and save the bullpen and – even if the rotation doesn't give you 6-7 innings. So Tukey's one of those guys that I feel like could go down to the bullpen, give you a couple innings when you need it. Luke Jackson's another guy that stepped up big time in the bullpen. He can give you a couple innings. Jesse Bill can give you a couple innings. So I think you're going to see down the stretch, unless Teron really falters, I think you're going to see Tukey in the bullpen.
Nick, say it with us. Tukey time!
Tukey time!
Say it with us, Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Come on, Nick.
Tukey time.
I'll let you guys. You guys say it way better than
Nick's,
I do.
Nick's too Nick. Cool to say Tukey time.
Tukey time!
Tukey time!
All right, Nick Green.
Embarrassing me.
Hey, man, let me ask you, as we talk about the Braves guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Nationals, they're 7 back. Now, I don't care about the Nationals, but all season long we've been talking about, oh, they're going to click. Oh, they're going to get it right. They're going to get healthy. I don't know if they are, Nick. I don't know if they're going to be in this thing. I really think it's us and the Phillies, and, you know, we play them a lot to finish the season. I think it's, 7 out of 10 to finish the season.
Yeah, I'm not that concerned about Washington. I think they're a team that's underachieved. They have guys swinging the bat a whole lot better. The first game of the doubleheader in Washington on this past road trip, Washington came out, and I was like, holy cow, this team's going to make a serious run. Well, they haven't. I thought they had a chance to actually sweep the Braves the way they swung the bats that first game. Their pitching staff has been really struggling. The rotation's been up in the air. Strasburg's been injured. The bullpen looks really bad right now. Kelvin Herrera just got hurt, rotator cuff injury for him. So they have too many question marks for me. I know they have some guys swinging the bats well right now, but when you have Max Scherzer on the mound at his last two starts and you don't win those ball games, I think that's a big blow to that team. And I really think they're just underachieving. I don't think they're going to make a run.
So Newcomb, Fulte, obviously Anibal Sanchez doing his thing, and we've got other guys who can come up. You trust Teron down the stretch?
I know Teron pitched for a while, and he pitched some big games. So I don't mind him going out there. I just want to see a consistent Teron, one that's aggressive. I think sometimes you see him kind of nibble around the edges and not be quite as aggressive as he needs to be. And I think the confidence level is down a little bit for Tron. A couple starts back, he said after a game that he just didn't know how to correct things, and that was a little bit of a concern to me. He's been pitching a long time. He just didn't have the stuff that day, and I feel like he hasn't had it consistently. But, and again, this team's overachieved throughout the season, so I don't mind Teron down the stretch in the rotation. If he continues to struggle, I think you look at, say, maybe putting him into the bullpen. And as an overall piece to the puzzle, Teron's a big piece of the puzzle. If they can get him right down the stretch, that would be huge for this ball club, and I think he's capable of doing that. I would just want to see him string together a couple good starts in a row.
Nick Green, are we watching the best young player in Major League Baseball in Ronald Acuna?
I think we could be. I love Acuna. I love what he's done. I still like Juan Soto from the Nationals. The one reason I like Soto is just his bat. He does play a pretty good left field too, but this guy, his strike zone judgment is incredible. I don't know if you guys have seen him a lot. He doesn't swing at balls that he can't barrel up. He's got about the same amount of walks as strikeouts. To me, as a hitter, he might be a better pure hitter than Acuna, but more exciting player, he's absolutely not. I love what Acuna's done, as I said, in the second half of this season. He's showing what he can do with the bat, with the legs. Defensively, he's been a little bit shaky, which was a little bit, to me, a little bit of a concern because I he's supposed to be a five-tool player, but he's been a little shaky with his routes in the outfield. I think that's going to get better. But this kid is incredible, guys. I love watching him play. Love what he brings to the table. He brings energy every day. Could he be the best young player in the game? Absolutely.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.